Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang. I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some Am I the Asshole Crossword Relationships 2. Happy Valentine's Day to you, and let's get straight involved in today's story. Now, today's first story does come with an update. It's from a throwaway account titled Am I the Asshole for Telling My Sister She Doesn't Have to Come to My Wedding. My sister has two children, an 8-year-old and a newborn. Our wedding, 1.5 years away, is supposed to be child-free with the exception of siblings, because my fiancé and I both have large age gaps between us and our siblings. He has a 3, 4 and 12-year-old brother, and I have a teenage brother. I also have my sister, an older brother. Obviously, we want our siblings at our wedding, even if they are kids, and it breaks our child-free rule. For our wedding, we are renting out a huge Airbnb for a week, a literal mansion, where the wedding and reception will be, and invited all immediate family to stay with us for the week as our first family vacation as an official family. I love my nephews, I really, really do, but my fiancé and I wanted to plan a bunch of adult/couples events like wine tasting, e-bike tours, snorkeling, etc. And I don't want kids with me when we do it. The host was nice enough to match us with some babysitters that he frequently works with for events just like this, so the other kids, our younger siblings, will stay at the Airbnb with a babysitter, but our parents know they have to pay for the babysitter. My fiancé and I are paying for all the adult events we have planned, like the wine testing and tours, etc., and they are okay with it. We want them to pay for childcare simply because I don't want to be responsible for anyone's children for the entirety of the wedding and vacation afterwards, financially or emotionally. There will be plenty of things for the kids to do at the Airbnb as well. My sister said it's not fair that our siblings are invited but not my nephews. And I told her if I broke the child-free rule for everyone I loved, there would be no child-free rule. She told me that if I'm not allowing kids, I have to pay for childcare and find someone to stay with them for a week. I told her no. She said, I'm not paying for a babysitter, and I told her, then don't come. I was pissed she was trying to manipulate me into paying for childcare when I'm literally offering her an all-expense vacation. The only thing she has to pay for is childcare for her own children. I told her if she was going to make my wedding about her, I don't want her there. She then flipped out and called me every name she could think of, so I yanked her invite altogether and told her I'd send her pics of the wedding and vacation afterwards, so she could see where her selfishness got her. My family is super close to each other, and I love my nephews, so everyone was very surprised I made the wedding child-free. But after I yanked my sister's invite, people started to also decline the invite. My response has pretty much been, you aren't pushing me the way you think you are. All you're doing is saving me money, but if you don't come support me on my love day, expect me to go no contact. Now everyone is pissed at me. I think this may have come off as a bit bridezilla, but I don't think I owe any of them anything, honestly. It's my wedding. Am I being a selfish asshole? Edit. I don't think I made it clear that my family is holding their attendance over my head and are saying, if you don't invite your sisters and nephews, I won't come either. So I told them don't come, but I didn't appreciate the way they were trying to manipulate my decisions. So I told them, if they don't come, I'm going no contact. Edit 2. I told her she could come for the wedding and not stay for the vacation, but she wanted both. I only uninvited her after she said a bunch of nasty stuff to me. The exception to the child-free rule is for immediate family only. There will be things for the kids to do at the Airbnb. And a lot of people are saying, wait till you have kids, but I would just not come to the wedding. I would choose my kids over the wedding. To me, it's my love day, but I understand to everyone else, it's just a stupid wedding, lol, and I'm okay with that. No one has to come that doesn't want to, and I'm okay with that. It's completely understandable. But people that are not coming out of spite of the situation, I take a problem with. And we do have like a mini update where there's replying to the comments, and then we have a final update as well, which I'm hoping we're to get some kind of conclusion on. But we're going to start off with Octopus Mushroom, who says, "Everyone sucks here. I got married 3 days ago. It was small and also child-free. I understand the world doesn't revolve around me and my wedding, so I made sure everyone knew that if they couldn't make it for any reason, that we would understand and not be mad at them. Threatening to go no contact if people can't come because of a rule you put into place is a bit ridiculous. Child-free weddings are fine as long as a bride and groom aren't mad at people with kids for not being able to come. Your sister was an asshole for thinking her kids can be an exception and lashing out when that wasn't the case." Pingu the Greek says, "Your attitude is the problem here. You could have just said if leaving your kids with a recommended babysitter is a problem for you, I understand you won't want to come. And then say, I wanted to do it that way so we could spend time together, but instead you threw a mini tantrum and behaved like a child and not a woman old enough to decide to get married. If your extended family have an ethos of including children, they're going to find your choices difficult to understand. Your way of dealing with someone that was potentially almost reasonable has caused you to alienate people. Really, is being inflexible worth it to lose your family relationships as a result? You might as well just elope. You're the arsehole." Ali Oli says, "Not the arsehole. People have child-free weddings all the time. My wedding was child-free. Siblings are way different than nieces and nephews. Sorry, but it's true. No one is entitled to come to your expenses paid vacation wedding, especially not if they want you to pay for their childcare on top of a free trip." Scarlet Marie 22 says, "I honestly am going to go with not the arsehole. Your parents agreed to pay for childcare because they understand that children are not your responsibility. No matter how much you love them, which is enough to allow children at a child-free wedding, your sister has a year and a half to come up with childcare to attend a wedding that you are paying for. It's extremely selfish of her to expect you to pay for everything for your wedding and the entire vacation for all attendees, and then to also take care of her children for her. It's also really low of her to insult you for not doing so. All the family members backing out and picking sides are kinda acting a little toxic, dangling their attendance over your head just so you'll cave to your sister's demands. It makes me feel like they favorite her over you, and this is supposed to be your special event. She'd still have to pay for childcare for her children to be watched at an Airbnb, since you're not even allowing the child's siblings to some events. Why is she expecting it would be different with her kids?" And Fickle Willow 4836 says, "Not the arsehole. It's your wedding. You can make it child-free if you want. You're offering your guest a place to stay for free while paying for everyone's activities. That is extremely generous. I understand if your sister doesn't want to come because she can't bring her children, but it is unreasonable for her to request that you pay for her children's childcare. Also, she can't compare your nephew to your siblings. Those are different relationships. So I understand why you would want your younger siblings to attend and not your nephews. Good for you for staying firm in your decision. I don't know if I would go no contact with everyone who declined. They may be declining because they can't afford to pay for a sitter or feel uncomfortable leaving their children for a week. I wouldn't assume that people are only declining to show solidarity with your sister. If you do find out that is the case, then by all means go no contact if that is how you truly feel." And that last comment kind of reflects how I feel about the situation. You know, it's your wedding, you're being very generous paying for all these basically adult only events, and to request that they find and pay for their own babysitters, I think that's absolutely fine, especially for, you know, the responsibility side of things. Them finding their own babysitter, I think, is very, very important. The last thing you want to be worrying about is, you know, someone that you've provided caring for someone else's child and then potentially going wrong for whatever reason. I would hate to have that kind of responsibility on my shoulders, especially when I'm trying to enjoy something that I've paid for. And most of the way through, I was kind of agreeing with that last comment about, you know, the no contact thing, and they may have other reasons, but then you said in your edit that, and I'm quoting here, "If you don't invite your sisters and nephews, I won't come either." And you know, if they are going down that road, then I can't blame you for that no contact thing at all. And I wonder if it's like what we've seen in other stories where family enables like the sister to get what they want all the time, and I wonder if that's what's happened here. I don't know, obviously. I'm just taking guesses here, but let's move to that first update to see what happens next. So, update. After reading all of the comments telling me no one cares about our wedding, the vacation doesn't sound like it'll be fun at all. I'm being controlling, I'm being a selfish and an entitled bridezilla. I clearly don't value my family, etc, etc. My fiancé and I have decided to cancel our wedding altogether. We'll have a small ceremony for us and our parents, and then my husband and I will use the big beautiful mansion we rented out as our honeymoon. We'll message the Airbnb host tomorrow about moving the date up. We are very excited. I realized neither of us wanted to cater to anyone because the only people that matter when it comes to our marriage is us. Fuck everyone else, lol. To everyone saying that child-free wedding are egotistical, no one cares about your kids, lol. I love kids, I really do, but no one should have to cater your kids' needs except you. Thank you all for making me realize how stupid family weddings are. We don't need them present to have our happily ever after. We prefer to avoid the drama altogether, that's all. Edit 3, lol, stop coming at me for calling it my love day. And to those people asked, yes, I did get that phrase from Grey's Anatomy. Stop roasting me though. I'll update with family's reaction to the wedding cancellations tomorrow. Edit 4, oh my god, I get it, it's not a child-free wedding because siblings will be there. How about this? No children allowed except siblings. Is that better? It's all semantics that, to be fair, don't matter. So now we're going to move on to OP's update to see what happened next, and it moved into another sub. Here's some things wrapping up my post. I couldn't add that much to the post, so here it is. So I left this comment and a lot of people responded saying I should have added this to the post. I couldn't add it on Am I the Arsehole, so here it is. Oh my god, where do I start? I moved in with her after our kid was born and her baby daddy left. I was only 15 and only lived with her for 3 years and helped raise her kid. I'm assuming her sister here. But she swears it never happened. When she moved out of my parents, she took the family dog with her. The last time she moved, she asked for help because she's pregnant, but then sat the entire time and did nothing. I had to clean hers and her son's room, which both had trash up to my knees, and then pack everything because her stomach hurt. Not to sound insensitive, but the only time she seemed to feel sick was when she had to do something. She was about 3 months along. My fiancé, boyfriend at the time, and I offered to help her move. Like actually pack up the truck and move furniture and such, and again, she sat doing nothing the entire time. It was -5 outside and she sat in the car. Once we were done, I got into the car and she said, oh good, you're done. And I was like, yeah, we're done, you could have helped. And she said, it's cold. I was so mad. But she was pregnant, so I pushed through. I kept helping. After my boyfriend and I were talking about where we wanted to eat, she started screaming at us to shut the fuck up because she's hungry and doesn't want to listen to people talk about food. Oh my god, I was mortified. He spent all day lugging furniture in negative weather and she was so rude, never even thanked him. Then I was over the moon to throw her a baby shower. I love kids, but she never sent me an invite list. I waited months and eventually made it myself because we were running out of time and she pitched a fit about who I did or didn't invite, and then she fucking uninvited me to a baby shower. I spent hundreds of dollars and hours of time planning. The only job she has had as the pregnant mother is to make an invite list and show up on time. But she also complained about the time I planned it. Oh my god, I couldn't believe.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Leave it. Final update. I sent out an email cancelling the wedding to avoid any conflicts with childcare arrangements, and we decided it wasn't fair to people with children. Obviously, this isn't true, but that's where this all began, so. I didn't tell anyone about the conflict between my sister and I, but she had already dragged half of my family into it, so they knew the situation. This is each person's reaction. My parents, they were disappointed but understand. My sister has always been a nightmare and we have always given her anything she wants, if for nothing else just to shut her up. They literally let her take the family dog just to keep her from throwing a tantrum. They're glad that I shut her up as well, as not just giving her what she wants. His parents, they were so sad. They were really excited to have this vacation, but they're still happy for us and understand. Younger siblings are fucking crushed. I'm going to go on a weekend trip with them to make up for it. That seemed to cheer them up. My sister, my fucking sister, made a Facebook post telling everyone what an arrogant word I can't say on YouTube I am. She texted me saying she never wants to see me again, but she also said that when I accidentally broke her favorite perfume. And again when told her son he couldn't have my cat. Yes, my cat of 2 years, and she told her son in front of me, maybe auntie will let you take the cat when we leave. And she put me in the awkward and upsetting position of telling my nephew and sister absolutely not, and again when I wouldn't make her dozens of meals for her to freeze for after she gave birth. And again when I didn't buy her a gift for a baby shower that she uninvited me to, that I planned. She'd get over it once she needs a babysitter again, like every time. Everyone else, honestly, that's just too much to go into. Some people are butthurt they don't get to attend the wedding and are calling me petty and small. I am, and I don't care. But some people are just annoyed because this is what my sister does. This is who she is. I decided I don't give a fuck if I'm the asshole or not. It's my wedding. My fiance is happy with this decision, and we will do what we want. But honestly, the people calling me an asshole were usually assholes themselves, telling me I'll get divorced, my family probably hates me and they should go no contact with me either way, that I'm insufferable, that I hate kids, that I'm a bad aunt, that I should never have kids and that I'm entitled, etc, etc. And I don't think I should cater to people like that, lol. Thanks for helping me realise how ungrateful people are. Now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation and how would you have dealt with it if you was OP? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and we're going to move on to the next story. Now this next little cheeky story is one that I believe we have covered before. It's a lovely little post but now comes with an update as well. If you do want to skip the initial post, timestamps are in the description so please feel free to use them and let's crack on with it. As always, it does come with an update and it's from a throwaway account who says, my son and his friend are a couple. How do I let them know it's okay? Hello Reddit, please bear with me regarding my formatting and things. I've read the rules and things, but I'm an old fart who is rather on the wrong side of 40, so I'm not overly well versed in the art of efficient interneting. My boy is 20 years old. He's absolutely my pride and joy, and there is nothing he could do that would ever make me love him less. For the first half of his life, I regrettably wasn't involved very much. His mother and I parted ways when he was just a few months old, and at the time I was struggling with a heroin addiction, and was absolutely not present in his life as I should have been, nor was I suited to fatherhood at all. I saw him at most 2 to 3 times a year for the first 12 years of his life. I won't discuss details because this is his private story to tell, but when he was 12 he revealed to me that he was being badly mistreated at the hands of his mother and her boyfriend. Despite not being the best father at the time, I didn't want my boy suffering anymore, so I got myself cleaned up and sorted out in order to get full custody of him. I've effectively been a single and sober father ever since he has little to no contact with his mother. He's everything a man could want his son to be. He's uniquely kind and fiercely loyal. He's unflinchingly brave. He's incredibly generous and, despite the horrors he suffered as a child, he's unfailingly positive and sunny to the last. Somehow, I, of all people, was bestowed with the honour of watching him grow from a sweet young boy to the greatest man I've ever known. I cannot stress enough my pride in him. When he was 18, he got accepted into a top-ranking university on the other side of the country. I was sad to see him go, but simultaneously overjoyed that he got into his first choice and was starting a new chapter in his life. He comes home every other month, and on the months he doesn't come home, I go to visit him. He's doing well in uni, has made lots of friends and seems incredibly happy there, which I'm obviously chuffed about, since his second year he's lived with his friend in a flat off campus. I've strongly suspected since his early teens that my son is gay, and I now more or less have confirmation that this is true and that his friend is actually his boyfriend. So far this COVID-19 faff, my son has decided he'd rather come home and quarantine at mine than stay at his uni flat. His friend, however, would be left alone if my son came back, as he's Canadian and his family are back over there. And I gather he doesn't have the best relationship with them anyway. He asked if it would be okay if his friend tagged along to my house, and I said of course, no problem. They've been back at mine for about 6 weeks now. They think they're being subtle, but I know. But I've caught them doing coupley things on several occasions now. The friend has slipped up a couple of times and called my son babe and sweetie in front of me, which I pretended not to notice for the sake of saving embarrassment. There have been nights where we'll be watching a film with the lights off and, thinking I can't see, my son will have his arm around the friend. One day I walked into the lounge and I'm positive they'd just been kissing and were trying to cover it. Though I admit, I have no confirmation on that one. The most solid evidence, however, came a few mornings ago. I get up very early to go for runs in the morning, hence why I'm making a Reddit post at 5 in the morning, lol. As far as I was told, my son was sleeping in his childhood room and his friend was in the guest room. I don't know what possessed me to do so, but on Tuesday morning, I cracked my son's door open to check on him like I used to when he was a kid. Lo and behold, they are both asleep, snuggled up together, in my son's bed. That's more or less solidified for me that they are together. I didn't say anything, just shut the door and went for my run, and I haven't mentioned it to them yet. What I want advice on is this. How do I let my son and his boyfriend know that I'm okay with them being a couple and they don't have to feel like they have to sneak around in my house? I want them to be comfortable here and I want them to know I support them both no matter what. Or is that not a good idea? Am I better off leaving it alone and waiting until they tell me themselves? If they ever do. I obviously don't want to force either of them out the closet, but at the same time I hate feeling as if they feel like they're being forced into the closet in my house. What's my best course of action here? And as we covered the story previously, we're going to move straight into the update to find out what happened after OP replied to some of the comments and things. So, want to top this off with a big thank you to everyone who left such lovely, thoughtful comments. I honestly didn't expect so many people to see the post. I was thinking maybe an absolute maximum of 100 people, and even that seemed like loads. It was lovely to hear back from so many of you, and I'm forever grateful for the fantastic advice most of you gave. Also overjoyed by my new adopted Reddit children, lol. You're all doing amazing, and I'm very proud of you all. Also a big thanks to all the lovely people who sent me such sweet messages of support, and to those of you who reached out to me because you felt you needed someone to talk to. If anyone else feels that way and is in need of dadly advice, do feel free to give me a message, and I will do my best to help out. Okay, you all want me to shut up and tell you what happened, lol. My son was busy with some assignments, both for his freelancer job and his uni work most of the day, and I didn't want to disturb him, so I waited until after dinner to chat. Friend went to have a bath while my son and I watched telly. I told him face to face, "Son, I love you very much. You don't have to tell me anything you don't want to, but I want you and friend to feel comfortable being yourselves in my house, and you don't ever have to hide anything from me, alright?" Well, it turns out, a hell of a lot of you were right. Some burst out laughing and said, "Oh, thank God, I reckon you've clicked on," but didn't say anything because I didn't want to make you feel weird. Basically, we've each been pussyfooting around the topic because neither one of us wanted to make the other uncomfortable talking about it. We had a bit of a chat and he confirmed that I'm right in thinking they've been together since the first year of uni, and that's when they moved in together in second year. However, apparently I'm not as brilliant and as intuitive as I thought, because apparently one of his friends in secondary school was his boyfriend for a year, and had absolutely no idea. Lol. He went and talked to the boyfriend after his bath, and then we all had a bit of a further chat. Sadly, a lot of you were right that the reason boyfriend doesn't have a good relationship with his parents is because he came out to them a few years ago, and they effectively disowned him. So I made sure he knows he's part of our family now. Sorry if that isn't all as exciting and groundbreaking as some of you had hoped. I'm glad this is something my boy no longer feels he has to keep from me, and I'm very glad he's happy with his partner. Thank you all again for the help. And I think in some ways that post was exciting. It's exciting, you know, that you can all be yourselves in your house and, you know, talk things freely without creeping around and doing all this kind of stuff. I don't think these posts always have to be, like, super dramatic. Although, of course, we all do enjoy a bit of drama every once in a while. But I think these are real life situations that's happened in people's homes. And in the end, I'm just glad everything turned out the way it did. It sounds like an absolutely wonderful family you have now. And, you know, I'm excited for your futures. But anyway, I turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today. Getting involved in Twitter, the likes, the subscribes, everything you do is absolutely amazing. If you'd like to support the channel further, never any pressure to do so, though. That's the last thing I want. You can click that join button down below for YouTube, or you can click the link in the description for Patreon and joining up there. Thank you so much for your love, time, and support, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.